Hello.
Hey, James, Dennis, calling you back.
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's $703. That's just too much. I mean, I can't do it. The honest is that even if I get refinanced, I still owe that much, and it'll take longer to pay it off on a $13,000 trailer. So, I think about it and talk to my wife. But my wife said that right there. We can go finance it somewhere else and get it cheaper than that.
Well, I mean, it's a startup pricing, so it does get spendy. But
yeah, so I don't know. It's just something I have to think about.
I understand.
Too much. Unless they can come up with some other figures, that's like ridiculous. That's way too much.
Nah, I really can't, unfortunately. I mean, that's just pretty much standard startup pricing. I should have caught it before. Whenever I just thought you, I thought you got a great approval. I thought maybe they saw some good business credit or something there that I didn't see, and they issued you a really good approval initially. But apparently they were using 5 years time in business. And I said, where the hell did you get that from? Because the Secretary of State is 2015. That's not even a year. Well, it's a little over a year.
Yeah. So.
But I understand. But I was actually just calling to let you know that there's a page on there for your insurance guy. That, I can get it over to him if you want, but I know you typically want to talk to you about him. You said that you have to give him a call. So, but it's where's it at? It's just it's on page 6. Just says provide the following document to your insurance agent so they can provide a certificate letter. But, I mean, a lot of things about the loan, too. It is not pretty, but, I mean, they're not going to be pretty until you've got 2 years' time in business. But then even if you don't have any established business credit at that point, because with commercial finance, it's a lot different. They look at business credit and personal credit.
Mm-hmm.
And the loan itself, it's not going to report on your personal credit. So it's, you know, it's reporting all on the business and helping you build business credit. And it's a pretty small purchase compared to, like, you know, your next truck, obviously, or another trailer that's more expensive or something like that. So, I mean,
yeah,
I feel you, though.
It's just that APR rate. That's way more than what they did for my truck. You know, my truck is almost $1,500 by itself, and my insurance is $1,000 or something.
That's pretty common. I mean,
when you put that on there, like, I wouldn't even be able to make the note. So it's something I gotta think about, and I gotta pay on the insurance before they can release the funds on them.
Gotcha. But
am I right? I have to pay on the insurance before they can release the funds.
No, we just have to get proof that you have insurance. You don't have to pay the insurance until your bill's due, but they just need proof that you have insurance.
Yeah, it's something I gotta think about. My wife told me don't even take it, but I have to talk to her about it. So,
all right. Well, I understand it's expensive. It's just part of the game. And startups for trucks, they'll give you for your first truck, they give you a really good deal. I've seen that over and over again because it's coming from the manufacturer, and
I
think it's.
When I refinance, I mean, I'm still going to have to pay what is owed on that $31,000.
Yeah, I mean, I believe you're correct, actually.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the main thing to look at is a tax write-off. It helps build business credit, and it's a small purchase compared to what you're going to, obviously, purchase down the road. But I feel you. It is. Startup pricing is not pretty.
Yeah, like I said, I just need time to think about it.
Okay. Well, if you have any questions, just let me know. I'll be here for you.
All right. Appreciate it.
You too.